West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, fingers are being pointed at two or three separate groups as the culprits for a kerfuffle along Highway 61 between Carrollton and Villarica Saturday afternoon, where traffic was significantly impacted for a couple of hours, and residents grew concerned over a mass gathering outside the Villarica Quick Trip. There are still a few questions regarding all that did go on Monday. Here is what we can actually confirm. According to a report from the Georgia State Patrol, troopers responded to a request from Carroll County authorities after 2 o'clock on Saturday to assist with a crowd control and clearing the scene of a large street racing and stunt driving event just north of Carrollton city limits. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office had reached out to the Georgia State Patrol for assistance due to concerns about public safety and the escalating risk posed by the event. Troopers arrived equipped with less lethal equipment, but were aware of the significant number of participants compared to law enforcement personnel present. Throughout the duration of the event, multiple violations of reckless driving were observed, prompting Carroll County Sheriff's Office to advise the event host to shut down the proceedings. Troopers provided officer presence and assisted in directing traffic as over 300 to 400 vehicles dispersed from the area. Unfortunately, several individuals continued to drive recklessly, resulting in multiple crashes. Following the dispersal of the initial event, according to GSP, a large crowd of racers congregated at the Quick Trip on Georgia 61 in Villarica. Troopers swiftly responded to the scene after receiving reports of shots fired and multiple altercations. Troopers managed to clear the parking lot and restore order without incident. A preliminary report of arrests associated with all the hullabaloo on Saturday shows at least 7 arrests were made, the majority of those suspects with out-of-town addresses, and they were charged for minor pot possession. The Harrelson County School Board continues cracking away at a budget for the 2024-25 school year.
We've got a lot going on with the budget. The state continues to cut the amount of state dollars that comes down to the local system. They may add $100,000 to transportation, which cost us nearly $2 million to fund, but the state only pays about a quarter of that, maybe. They may add $100,000 and brag about that, but over here on the other side, on health insurance, they're going to knock us down well over $1 million by adding to what the employer portion of health insurance is.
Harrelson County School Superintendent Jerry Bell discussing the budget with John Copeland on a recent segment on the WKNG King Country Morning Show. Bell says a tentative budget should be presented by the end of May. Final budget approval by June. The fiscal year begins July 1st. Well, elected as Georgia District 30 State Senator halfway through the 2024 state legislative session, Tim Bearden of Carrollton missed out on participating in a good chunk of the discussions and decisions made under the Gold Dome this year. However, when he was finally seated, he did play a significant role in shaping the public safety angle of a new immigration bill.
This actually will allow citizens and the legislature to kind of see exactly where we are on who's being detained. We'll mandate that our local sheriff's office put out on the website the illegals that are in custody for the crimes that's being committed. On certain crimes, not just on felonies, but misdemeanors, get fingerprints. To me, fingerprints doesn't do much good. So actually, I was able to get an amendment in to say we're going to collect DNA.
Bearden discussing House Bill 1105 when he was a recent guest on the WLBB Community Voice program.
If an illegal commits a crime, a rape, a murder, child molestation, you may not get a good fingerprint off the scene, but there may be a good chance that you get some type of DNA evidence. Hair left on the scene, maybe skin underneath the fingernail, some type of bodily fluid. And if we have someone who's incarcerated and they committed a crime somewhere else and we have that DNA and we can match that DNA, we can make sure that individual suffers the consequences for the crime that they committed.
And that complete Community Voice interview with Bearden is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. The Carrollton City Schools Education Foundation celebrating its 2024 Scholarship Awards at the third annual Scholarship Breakfast held earlier this month, where students, parents, and donors gathered to recognize 39 students who received awards. This year, thanks to the generosity of private donors, the foundation introduced 2 new scholarship opportunities and awarded more than $53,000. Among the new scholarships, the Live Like Josh Scholarship, which was added to honor the memory of Carrollton High School student Josh Waldrop, who passed away in 2022. Waldrop was known for his ability to befriend anyone he met and bring joy to the lives of those around him. The Trojan Memorial Scholarship was created to honor the memory of all Trojan students and staff who have passed away while actively attending or working at Carrollton City Schools. Foundation Executive Director Kristen Gill said the seniors selected for the scholarships go through an application process by a committee consisting of board, community, and school faculty members. And West Georgia Technical College is set to host its Kickstart Your Career hiring event this Wednesday, 4 o'clock p.m. until 7 o'clock p.m. at the college's Douglas campus. The event is free and open to the public. The event will host 20-plus employers looking to hire part-time and full-time positions in various fields from healthcare and public safety to transportation and more. Kickstart Your Career, held in the Douglas Campus Community Room, 4600 Timber Ridge Drive in Douglasville. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.